Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Hector Narvaez, who is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Marazzi. Hector, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Great to be here with you.
Good to see you. For those people that don't know about Marazzi and Ragno and the Level and the brands that you have, why don't you tell us a little bit? I mean, you are an Italian-based company, but you have major plants in the U.S. Tell us a little bit about Marazzi.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Actually, in our booth, you'll see that we have logos and posters about our 75th year anniversary as a company. Yet here in the United States, we've been manufacturing for approximately 30 years, and we're really proud of being able to bring all the Italian design, styling, and technologies, but made here in America with American quality and American workmanship and service. In a nutshell, you just said, you know, our major brands that we go to market with, Marazzi, Ragno, and Level, and we continue to invest in great technologies to bring the best products to the market.
Marazzi is the largest Italian tile producer, isn't it, when you take all the plants that you've got?
Certainly, and by far, I would say. I would say the second player in Italy is maybe 60% of our size. As a world manufacturer of tile, with all of our presence in the U.S., Italy, Spain, Russia, France, and even China, we're up there in the top two world manufacturers of tile.
So we're at Coverings here in Las Vegas. Talk a little bit about this show. Is this a good show for you this year?
It has been. It's extremely exciting to see all of our customers show up. We normally schedule appointments with our top customers, and everybody's been here on time and committing to our new series and very, very excited to launch these very exciting products.
You have one product that I'm amazed. This travertine product that you have right as you walk in the Marazzi area is gorgeous. It looks like the true travertine. It's got the pock marks like the natural stone does, and it's got the variegated edge, and it's unbelievable that it's a man-made product. But talk a little bit about that.
My pleasure. That series is called Archaeology, and I have to say, we are learning how to use the digital printing machines, what people commonly called and referred to as inkjet. We are learning. This is our second year with these products, and we've learned that the machine is the machine, but it's how you actually are able to develop the product and then be able to produce it. With that said, we've taken natural travertine and scanned it at very, very high resolutions. It's actually with people that are able to scan art, which gives it basically a third dimension, that we're able to get that into our digital file. And then we go back and print it using still other conventional technologies like rotocolor, other glaze applications, in combination with the inkjet. And as you can see, the product right here is amazing. We've had customers come up and say, hey, I didn't know that Marazzi was in the stone business, thinking that we actually was stone. But as you can see, it's very great recreation of Mother Nature.
You actually make that product in Alabama, don't you?
We certainly do. Our plant in Alabama of the Marazzi Group is equipped today with the best technologies in the world to provide the high-end tiles from, of course, digital design, inkjet printing technologies, color body technologies, rectification, all of the type of technologies available to produce the highest aesthetics and highest quality products and made in Alabama, correct?
And you have plants in also down in Dallas, Texas. How do you decide which products you make at what plant?
Good question. We have two in Dallas. One makes ceramic, one makes porcelain. And then, as we said, the one in Alabama makes porcelain. And a lot of what we do is we differentiate by technology. Secondarily, we will differentiate by sizing. So we try to maximize the efficiency of the factories based on technology, and then secondarily by size. And that's kind of what dictates what we make where.
We recently did a news story on you in Floor Daily when you announced that you had purchased these service centers out in the Arizona area, I believe. Is that right?
The whole West. We have announced an acquisition that is in Arizona, like you mentioned, also Denver, Colorado, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and two in California. And they are wholesale service centers. And this opportunity was presented to us. And in this market, since 2006, our industry has shrunk substantially. In the same time period, the Marazzi Group has been investing in the United States many millions of dollars into new increased capacities, new increased design and technologies to produce better tile, more tile. And just like you said, this new acquisition is in the wholesale distribution. There was another opportunity presented itself that we could not say no to.
Let's talk a little bit about your business for a second. You sell both to the commercial and residential. Can you give me kind of a rough idea, percentage-wise, how much you do to each one of those sectors?
Sure. We definitely attack both sectors. We're much more stronger in the residential sector. Of our sales, in 2010, we estimate that 80-85% was in residential and 15-20% in commercial. And, of course, both markets have been hit pretty hard, but our focus is to maintain our share in residential and little by little try to you know, penetrate a little bit more into the commercial arena.
Right now, as we look at the business, I know, you know, we've just heard this morning that last year the American tile consumption grew 6%. Everybody we're talking to at the show now is telling us that this year's growth might even reach 15%. We still got a lot to see if that'll happen or not, but I'm sure you guys are probably trying to track your share of all of that. You guys think you're maintaining, picking up share? How's the business going?
Well, first, I would like to meet those people that think the market will grow by 15% this year. Our estimates are much, much lower than that. We would be very happy if 2011 shows, you know, I would say 4 or 5% increase from 2010. With that said, the Marazzi Group is still investing into this country, into the manufacturing. We are taking share, like I said earlier, by trying to get into the markets that we have not been so present in, namely the commercial market, and being able to maintain what we're doing in the residential market by differentiating our looks and by bringing you know, better values to the market.
So you come to the show every year. I know you do multiple shows, but this year, this coverings versus, say, previous years, do you think traffic's starting to pick up and people are coming in here to do business?
My experience with our appointment so far is yes, that our customers are doing business, you know, committing to the products that we're presenting. The overall traffic seems to be a little bit lighter, and it could be, and I mean general traffic for the show, not necessarily for our booth. Perhaps the venue, perhaps the timing of the year. It is spring break. Many people probably decided not to come, and it just seems a little bit odd timing to be early mid-March, and maybe that's why it could be a little bit lighter attended. But then again, for us, it's been, so far, it's the second day of the show, but it's been tremendous success for us in presenting our new lines and having our key customers commit to all what we're presenting.
Well, I got to hand it to you, Hector. This travertine that you have in the front is probably, I would say, one of the best of show as far as of what I've seen. So, again, we've been talking to Hector Narvaez, who's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Marazzi, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.